information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mommy says don't play with fire.
Oh, oh, thank God.
That's hot. But Mommy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you
want to
go out?
Hi, hello, and hey, and welcome to this week's Criticast. The name is Larry, and it is yet again another week that was just, it was mildly mild. You know, the hell is mildly mild? This week I'm going to talk about the dismissals that happened at Harare, the city council, and I'm also going to talk about the new bill that was being discussed this week to try and stop the carnage that was taking place. Later on, I will talk about sugar daddies and sugar mummies. I've got a couple of people that sent me their opinions, so I'm going to throw their opinions out there. The question is there really a problem with sugar mummies and sugar daddies and that sort of thing? I don't know. We'll see what happens. But first, a roundup of the news this week. Comrade Chinks woke up the other day and he found out that he was dead. Yeah. You know, the news said it was dead, so must be one of the most insane things to wake up and find out that, oh gosh, Wakashaya, you know, like it's like so social media. No fact checking and that sort of thing. There was a story that came out. If you watched Tonight with Zororo, there was an episode in which Bishop Dr. Noah Pashapa. Yeah, apparently he was like, yeah, you know, hey, this prosperity gospel stuff is just horrible. And, you know, horrible people just doing horrible stuff and all that other stuff. And calling these people, you can even pretty much, I think, call them thieves and liars, that sort of thing. They don't know the gospel and all that other stuff. And I was like, no, wait. The history of the church really is, one of wealth or fear. So back in the day, to convert the people into becoming the faithful, it was either you died or you became the faithful. That's how they did colonization in Africa. And they came in and said, you either going to convert to the church. That's why, you know, you find news, you know, the names in bank forms for a while and government forms used to say, what is your Christian name? So when they came here to Africa, they say to people, you got to get rid of your old name and come up with your Christian name. So the name that was given to you because you converted towards being a Christian. So you destroy every other thing that is about you and that sort of thing. But that's not what I'm talking about. Prosperity gospel is pretty much the same, catching up on hundreds of years, thousands of years, what other religions have been doing quite freely. And, you know, right now what's happened with religion, especially in Christianity, is now it's just become a buffet. You can decide you want to go to a church that says, yay, you're going to become prosperous, right? Or you can go to a church that makes you feel like, no, I've been sinning a lot, and therefore I need to be all chilled and calm and that sort of thing. You can go to a church where there's a lot of singing and all that other stuff and whatever it is. And to say, if we're gonna ban prosperity gospel, then we have to ban all churches, because they're all some sort of psychology that they have a hold on you, where they convert you by, you know, giving you a certain something that your soul kind of falls for. You know what I mean? Yeah, anyway, I'm going to have the Bible bashers throwing the Bible at me on this one. Oh, there's a young baby Nathan. Yeah, young baby Nathan needs your support. Desperately needs your support. Baby Nathan is about 4 months years old. It's actually four months years. Who says that? He's 4 months old, and he's got this this anemia that he's got, and he needs your support. He needs $30,000 so as to be able to get treatment outside the country, all types of tests, a battery of tests and that sort of thing. It's a really desperate situation. If you want to help, there's a GoFundMe campaign that is there on the internet. If you go to the GoFundMe campaign on the internet, you can find out more about his condition and how you can assist. Also involved in that, there is a number you can get in touch with it's a number for donations via EcoCash, and I'm just going to read you that number right now. It's 0772 432 689. 0772-432-689. And if you're abroad, you can use World Remit if you want to help. World Remit if you want to help. This baby Nathan. Also happening this past week, Bruce Grobbelaar expressed his interest in the job, in the Zimbabwe football job. And some people are like, oh, yeah, yeah, he seems to know what he's up to. Well, Calista Pessoa knew what he was up to. He just wasn't paid. Yeah. It's a reality. Pay the guy, he does his job. It's that simple. Then finally, Babyface and Tony Braxton tickets are on sale. Just go to any to TM and Pick and Pay outlets out there. Our tickets are ranging between $40 and $150. $40 is a general ticket, and then $100 gets you the ticket into the VIP area where you got your own bar, and that sort of thing. It's a reserved seating area. And then the VVIP, you got waiters, it's closer to the stage and that sort of thing. And it's brought to you by BB Music and Can Knock Life. It's Larry, you're listening to the Quiddicast. Yeah, just another quick sidebar on the Tony Braxton and Babyface show. That's on the 28th of August, 2015 at Borrowdale Racecourse. And Tony Braxton will be in Zimbabwe on the 24th. She will have arrived in Zimbabwe, and also Babyface arrives on the 25th. And tickets are also available at Zol Zimbabwe. So easily the biggest story in Zimbabwe right now has to do with job dismissal. Since the 17th of July, when there were massive dismissals by Zimbabwe's, when there was a Supreme Court decision that said that the employers could dismiss employees for the most frivolous of reasons without having to give a reason. So you could just get given 3 months' notice and basara pera. So that's it. It's done. Finishing class. Thank you for your time. Now, what happened was over that time, there was huge carnage, the biggest of which happened on Tuesday, funnily enough. But Harare City Council apparently got rid of 3,000 people. So this has since been blocked by the minister responsible for that. What's his name? I almost called him Ignatius Chombo, because Chombo's been that guy for so long. Xavier Kasukuere said, no, you can't dismiss 3,000 people so summarily. He wants a report on why 3,000, why so many, and that sort of thing. So that's been put on ice for a bit. And funnily enough, it happened on the same day that Parliament was trying to fast-track a bill that would amend the law, the Labour Act, sorry. And, there were so many things that were discussed in Parliament, the arguments that were there. One of the arguments that came across was, funnily enough, from Joseph Chinotimba, who said, a person from Meikles, he says, according to Joseph Chinotimba, the Honourable, that this guy had been working there for 40-odd years or whatever it is, and just before he was due for his retirement, he was just let go. So he was saying this was something that companies were now using so as not to pay the benefits that come with retirement and that sort of thing. So he said it was a loophole that people were using. There was a bit of an issue, which the vice president who was responsible for the Justice Ministry, MSM Nangagwa, rubbished away. He said there was a parliamentary legal committee adverse report that came out and said that they could not use the law retrospectively, because what this bill is trying to do is to say for people who were dismissed since 17 July can get benefits retrospectively. So the law is retrospective from 17th July since the Supreme Court decision. People were dismissed on notice, and that was it, and that sort of thing. And the argument was that, you know, that was a minefield, because people would just go to court and say, according to the Constitution, you could not get punished for something that happened before the law came into effect. And Mnangagwa came out and said that, oh, no, the powers that Parliament has, the legal committee, is adverse report itself, it understood the power of the legislature, but also at the same time seemed to take away that power from the legislature to be able to do A, B, C, or D, or whatever it is. Anyway, as it stands, the bill has gone to the Senate. What's happening is that those who MPs who say they want certain changes made have been encouraged to write to the minister responsible, Fumira, who's responsible for labor, as well as to make submission to the Senate for any changes that need to be made. It's a big story, incredible story, because you're thinking over 20,000 people have lost their jobs. And it seems that some people are like, I think the Arada City Council is being a bit naughty here to try to beat the deadline before, you know, the whole the bill became an act, an amendment, and became the law and that sort of thing. I think they were trying to beat that deadline so to be able to say, oh, we did it before it happened, so therefore we can get away with it. Which is pretty naughty. They deserve a bit of a spanking because it's just, this is weird. Just don't do that. It's just, come on now. Yeah, on the other side, relationship segment, we talk sugar daddies. The name is Larry. Listen to the Criticast. Yes, this is the final segment of the Criticast. The name is Larry. It's an absolute pleasure being here with you as always. And now I talk about sugar daddies and sugar mummies. Like, is there really anything wrong with it? Like, you know, like, other than your personal, you know, the real, like, oh gosh, you know, whatever. I don't know. Is there anything really wrong with a 20-year-old dating a 50-year-old? This is my thoughts. Anyway, I just got a couple of people to send me voice notes and tell me what they thought, and these are their thoughts.
When it actually comes to sugar mommies or sugar daddies, I have no experience when it comes to that. And I think my lack of experience then warrants for no opinion at all. It would be interesting to hear what everybody else says.
My opinion is that if both partners are single and they like and it's their choice to go out with each other, I would say it's okay, because I've seen relationships of same age people that won't work. And I've seen a relationship of a sugar daddy and a young girl working very, very well. So you need to be happy, really, with the whatever relationship you're having. And it got to be your choice, not forced by any circumstances or anything. As long as you are happy and as long as you feel love the person and you're okay with what you're doing, both parties, you know, not taking advantage of each other, I would say go for it if you get the chance. I don't mind, really. I'm all right with it. That's my opinion anyway. Thank you.
All right, my point is, it's going to cater for all those things that really bothers a girl, like rent and groceries and dating. Obviously, you're just doing your own shopping. On top of that, he'll cater for that shopping as well. He's going to buy the groceries and eat it. We are like every day. What we call my small boys are the single guys and eat it. The single guys, one who wants to buy lunch, he wants to buy groceries. He wants to buy rent, but he wants to come for a sleepover. He wants to buy sugar daddy. So that's my point with it. Right. Sugar daddy is like a hippa, but at the end of the day, it's like an easy way out of life for some girls.
I think this day's age doesn't really matter whether it's a sugar mommy or it's a sugar daddy. But I think the term sugar daddy applies to maybe dating an older married guy or maybe an older married woman, where it's not really about love, it's about material things at the end of the day. But if I fall in love with an older person, I see no problem with that. Chakakosha rudo nokubvisana kwenyu pakana muri two.
I think that if two people are in love, they should be together. Of course, it would be awesome if this can happen in the context and fairy tale of everything being perfect. But if it's something as simple as age, if you're in love with the person, whether they're older or younger, then be with them. I guess the only question is, you know, is the relationship built on a foundation of good things? Like, you know, if someone's leaving a marriage for you, then, you know, it's probably not going to be stable. But if you're in love, do it.
Yeah, so those are some of the opinions from some of the people that listen to the show on issues to do with sugar mummies and sugar daddies. And it seems the consensus is nothing really wrong with it. And I would say that I tend to agree with that. Because let's face it, at the end of the day, life is too crazy already to have so many rules about who you can or cannot sleep with. It's just adding one more rule onto that. As long as everybody is mature and everybody understands what's going on and knows what they're in it for, some people are in it simply for the sex. Okay, I know girls who say I like older guys because they just they're just less of a bother when it comes to sex and that sort of thing, and I get what I want and whatever it is, you know, whatever it is. Some people say it's daddy issues, whatever. No, stop psychoanalyzing everything based on pop psychology that you have no real understanding of. You just pick these words that you pick from out of the sky and you say, hey, I'm going to use those as a reference for what I think relationship should be. Because at the end of the day, it's not your relationship to really be all up in its business about. If people can sit and say, you know what, in exchange for this guy, making sure that I'm well healed, I'm taken care of, and that sort of thing, I don't have any worries, fine. Let's face it. In a basic, you know, fairy tale world, as somebody said earlier, a type of relationship, the more I take a girlfriend out and treat her good and so forth, the more I buy her nice things and all that other stuff, it increases my chances of getting laid anyway. I make her feel good, therefore I get some. You know what I mean? Vice versa. If the girl is taking care of the guy, the guys who like being kept men out there, he kind of feels like, yeah, you know, I'm going to do a little bit more. So what's the difference? It's all transactional, that sort of thing. The difference is that there's no direct cash relationship there. And the only problem I have is when they start, you have situations where now people are looking at underage kids. No, that's an absolute no-no. That's just, not just from a legal perspective. These are kids. They don't have an understanding of the world. It's just yeah, it's weird. You know, to be hung and strung by balls or whatever it is. And with that, I say thank you very much for getting in touch with me. The email address is info@ladiqueedyrai.com. If you want to get in touch with me, or get me on Twitter @queedyrai. Also, catch me on ZFM Stereo between 6:30 and 7 p.m. on Friday on a show called The Switch, powered by The Movement. The name is Larry. It's been The Queedycast. Take care of yourself and the people that you love. And with that, I say, my statement of the week is, don't spend so much time trying to get the attention of people that don't think about you. It's been Larry. It's been The Queercast. Take care of yourself.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?